Okay, Simon Kufsamahe Sif Yud Beis. So yesterday we said that interesting din that you're not allowed to be mevatel children from anything. They have to have school Friday afternoon, Erev Yom Tov afternoon, and you can't be mevatel for any reason. Yud Beis Milamet. So continuing that, a Milamet Tinokas and Meniachas that Tinokas of Yotze. He leaves the kids and he leaves, right? I mean, he leaves them, and he goes out. Oishas a Malacha Charis Imam, or he does other work with them. Oishas Misrashel to Talmudai, or he just, he's taking it easy in his teaching. Areze Bechal Oror Oishas Malacha Hashem Remia. Cursed is the person who does Malacha, and Hashem is Remia. That's it's He's doing Hashem's work with Ramai, with deceit. You should not hire a Malamed, only somebody who has Yiras Shemayim. And he's very quick to read and to be medactic in things. And a Malamed should not. We actually, discussed this in the end of the daf tonight. The Malamed should not stay up late at night. He shouldn't be, tired and weak to teach. He can't fast or to prevent himself from eating and drinking. See, I do a lot of eating and drinking just in case I get, hired to teach kids. I should have energy. Or to eat or drink more than he should, meaning that part I don't keep. Because all these things cause you not to be able to learn well. And whoever changes anything, his hand is on the lower. He has the lower hand. Umasangale remove him. Meaning, if he goes to Bezdin, and they want to fire him, and et cetera, et cetera. So he's not. His hand is. He has the lower hand. He should not hit his talmidim with strong hits, as like a mean person, not with whips and not with rods, only with a small strap. You should not teach Tinoikos on Shabbos something new that they've never learned. Mishum Tereach Shabbos, also a fascinating thing. You want to Shabbos supposed to be a day of rest. To teach them new subject that they never heard is very complicated. I don't know if it's complicated, but it's more difficult. So therefore, don't teach them new. Elamashakoru Pamachas. What they already learned, teach it to them on Shabbos, meaning review it. It's interesting because nowadays kids like to learn new things. When you ask them to review, they say no way. Fine. Test of katan shematzah metziah. If a katan found a metziah, or if somebody gave him something as a present, also legoiz lemimenu, you're not allowed to steal it from him. Meaning, it's, a lot of times you do this. I myself do it. Right. Right, a kid walks by, you grab his yarmulke. Right? So you're not allowed to do that. You're a goslin, even though it's a joke. Whatever, you can't steal. You should not give a child over to a guy to
But
teach
you could
him.
just like knock it off his head as a joke without
No,
like grabbing
Lachaira,
it.
that's also, I would think that's also a problem.
But is that stealing? Because I didn't take possession of it. I just like, you can knock it off his head.
I don't know.
It's not the
Lechayra,
nicest thing
that's.
to do, but it's not stealing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is a stealing as a joke? Stealing? I don't know.
I don't know, but
Maybe, maybe.
I don't put my towel strings in my kid's ear anymore because you told us not to do it.
That's
And
because
my
of the
son
bezayin
knows
of the
that. And
tzitzis.
if I wave it at him now, he says, "You're not allowed to do that. This is not a toy."
Right. Very good. I don't know. But anyways, so you cannot give your kid over to a lamed to teach him umnus. And for sure, don't give him over to a bekaris yisrael. The gorot fei, that's even worse. Now, unfortunately, a lot of our schools, yeshivas, do this in the secular department. And we have to be concerned that perhaps he is going to follow in his ways, which would not be a good thing. Okay, that's a little bit more practical. Siman Kuf Samach Vav is not really so practical. That you should not, how do you say it? Omens and all these types of things. Well, maybe it is negeh. You shouldn't do all these heebie-jeebie weird things. It's the pasuk says that you should not do nichush and oinin. What does this mean? What's menachesh? A guy says, well, since the bread came out of my mouth, fell out of my mouth, nofel or my stick came out of my hand, karali or my son called me from behind me, Oirev Karali, or a raven called me, Tzvi Hifsikani Bederech. This is very negay. A deer went across the street from me, right? Crossed in front of me. I had that today multiple times. Nachash Mimini, a snake is on my right, Shul Mismoile, a fox on my left, Loi Eilech Bederech Hazeh Ki Loi Atzliach. I'm not going to go on this way because I'm not going to be matzliach. V'chein elu shoshayim and tziftzu va'aymrim, and people that hear the birds chirp and say, yiyakach, v'lo yiyakach, it should be like this, it won't be like this. Tov la'aseh dover zeh, v'ra la'aseh zeh, and they think the birds are telling him, do this, and it's bad to do this. V'chein mish v'vakshu memenu mo'yus va'aymer, somebody who asks him for money and says, v'vakashim imcho anicheni ata. Leave me, shachris hu, v'le'aschatchilas hayom b'pirayim, and I don't want to start the day with a bad omen that I have to pay things. I might say Shabbos hu, I rish chaydish hu, or if it's on rish might say Shabbos, and the guy comes to collect, he says, no, I don't start my week paying out money, or I don't start out my month paying money. V'chein elu, I mean, again, it's like you're getting superstitious is the word I was looking for. We are going to shecht this tarnagol because it called out like a like an orev, like a raven, right? Or some say it means it called out at night. Or this hen because it sounds like a rooster. Hakol also. Okay, go figure. I don't know. People, we do this all the time. We say omens and this and that. So, yeah. So I don't know clear what's allowed and what's not allowed. If you do this, you actually over on a lav in the Torah. Yesharim dim enai omer hatam lama hu mitzava lishkan es tarnagol. But this is the bailout of shtickle. If there are those that say, if you didn't say the reason, hello, I'm a stam, shachtu tarnagol zeh, shech me this tarnagol or this one, mutu l'shachtam, it is mutu l'shechtam, v'cheinu aminig, that's the minig, meaning. So if you have, basically, I think what it's saying is that if you decide on your own that you want to do some of this stuff, that's fine. Don't put it on social media. Don't put it on to WhatsApp status or MKY or all that, or this story, that story, inspiration, yada yada. That can make it also. Right? If you decide in your head, okay, but don't publicize it. Bates. Bias, tinek ve'isha, a house, a child, or a woman, avapish ein nechush, even though there's no nechush, yesh simen. There is a simen. What does this mean? Pirish. Shim bana bayis. If you built a house, I know that latina, you had a baby boy. I know sa isha, or you got married. Im etzliach achakach gimel pa'amim. Then, if you matzliach after that 3 times, oy loy, or if you were not matzliach, meaning, sometimes you're on a what do you call it? A streak, like a winning streak. That's right. It's on a winning streak. So you got married, and then you made some money, and then with this, so you had a winning streak, or you had a good thing, and then you had three bad things. Who siman lo, that's a siman for the future. But yachal lomer bayis and matzliach li, and then you're allowed to say, my house brought me good luck. Right? Then you're allowed to do it. You're also allowed to, like the many Gemaras, they went and they asked the Tinek, Tinek, what did he learn? And to do a Maisa, because what a kid says is chashish a little bit like Nevius. Some say that it's mutter to make a simen for something that may be in the future, like Eliezer did, right? As we all know the story, or Yonis and Ben Shaul, Yonis and Ben Shaul. Well, we know the Eliezer story, right? He says, if I go to the well, and the woman comes and she offers to the et cetera, so that's a simen. Yonison also had, but I don't remember exactly that story. It's something with the guards, depending on what they said. But the Yeshayahu and those that say you're not allowed to do these things, and somebody who goes betmimus, complete, he's complete, and he just says, I don't care what happens, whatever Hashem does, that's what he does, then that's chesed will surround him if he does that. Right? And then you get into checking the weather. Right? Should you check the weather? Should you not check the weather? Right? Like, don't worry about it. Hashem will take care. Fine. Ezu ma'inen. What is a ma'inen? Sesha noisen itim. That's somebody who literally means he gives times. What does that mean? Shaimer ben stagninus. He says an astrologer, yom plani tov, yom plani ra. Today is a good day. That's a bad day. Yom plani roi lasis by melacha plainis. Today is a good day to do this melacha. Shana plainis, a chodesh plani. Ra l'davar plani. This month, this day, this year is bad. A bad omen. Umashinagin chain nois and nashim el b'milah levana. Now, if anybody's familiar, Hasidim don't make chasanas from like different versions from like the 20th of the month and on because the moon is getting smaller. So that's bad. Right, so that sure sounds like this. And this that the minig is not to marry women. That is not included. They're not saying that it's going to cause anything. They're saying it's a simen. When the moon gets bigger, it's a good simen. The same way that they anointed kings by the water. The simen shetimashem, like the same way that the water is flowing, so you want his malchus to also continue. Kainos and the simen tov, they also do a simen tov k'mashalavana hilecha, as the moon goes and it gets fuller. Umikomokam ain la'akavus and nisum b'shvilzeh, you should not push for a wedding for this. In kosher kain jain lasis chupas nida, but was there certainly don't make a chupas nida because of this. Chain noigin l'hasalumay b'rosh chodesh. And there's also a minhag that you start learning Masechtas on Rish Chodesh. So that's a good siman, right? That's what yeshivas do. Yeshivas start the Zman on Rish Chodesh. I don't know if it's for that reason. And some have the minhag not to start anything on Monday and Wednesdays for whatever astrological thing that is. Yeshmatirim gam kein. There are those that say that's also mutter. I can't say I understand why that should be mutter. That sure sounds like. That sure sounds like Ma'ainen, but I don't know. We'll just put our faith in what the Chachamim say is mutter and what is not mutter. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.